Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Veronica is out today taking care of an assignment, so she won't be joining me today, but we're going to have the next 15 minutes to share some great information with you and hopefully inspire you to be the best that you can be. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. If you would like more information about our show or any of the upcoming events that we have, please send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com or go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, or contact Veronica at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to her webpage, www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. So if this is your first time tuning in, we thank you so very much. We're going to do a short broadcast today because our regularly scheduled program had to be delayed. And so we will start off today by just saying hello to everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Francine Humphrey, and I'm going to be with you for the next 12 and a half minutes. So I'm excited to be with you as always. To our longtime listeners, again, I thank you so much. We could not do this show without you, and we're so very proud of how long we've been on the air and how you have encouraged us along the way. Today, I want to talk about women in business and just to talk a little bit about the state of African-American businesses, only because this is something that is near and dear to my heart, because women and African-American women are moving the scale when it comes to starting their businesses. I am so proud of all the women that I see on Facebook, on Instagram, and where on LinkedIn, doing their business and taking care of business. So according to the data of the Small Business Report for 2020, African-American small business owners are happy these days. So in fact, of about 70% of them, they say they're either somewhat happy or very happy with their businesses. So that is always good to hear. And 72% of African-American small business owners say their businesses are currently profitable, which is also great. So I'm very excited to see this report. I came across this this morning, and I said, you know, I wanted to share this on the broadcast because I know that so many women and men listen to our show. The study also shows that African-American business owners are less confident than the average small business owner about the state of small business in this political climate, with 53% of African-Americans saying they are either somewhat confident or very confident, compared to 60% of average small business owners saying the same. Now, since COVID-19, I'm sure that if they gave this survey again, so many people would be less confident. Why? Because we don't know what's going to happen in the coming months, days, weeks, hours, minutes, or seconds. So we want to just look at where we really are. Thing that I wanted to share with the audience today is that minority ownership and entrepreneurship are two different things. Because when you're looking at what you're doing and the resources that are out there, you can still be a part of an organization and be in that minority place, but are you really an entrepreneur, or are you still working for somebody else? So I wanted to talk a little bit about ownership versus the true entrepreneur, because if your name is not on the license, then you don't own it. And so if you're in partnership with someone, you really need to think about that. I had a meeting today and with two beautiful young ladies, and they're going to start an organization or a small business. And so we talked a little bit about ownership, who's going to be in charge of the company. So that's one of the things we always have to think about when you're in partnership and the startup. What are your motivations when you start a business? Are you ready to be your own boss? Are you going to be the primary person in that organization, or are you going to hand off and delegate things to other people? Now, when you're starting your business, of course, you want your business to look the way that you envision it. So you have thoughts and dreams and hopes of your business being great. But the one thing that I have to tell you, every business needs to start on a firm foundation. I cannot stress that enough. And what I'm meaning by that is that you need to sit down and map out your business plan. What are you going to do with this business? When are you going to start? And what is your exit strategy? Now, most people don't want to think about that if they're just getting started. But that's one of the things that you really have to think about. How long are you going to be in this venture? Is this going to be a business that you're going to be able to turn over to one of your family members from generation to generation? If it is, then you have to set up your business totally different than someone who's just going to run the business for a few years, get out of it, sell it possibly, or just shut it down completely. Now that we're going through this COVID-19 event in the world, because it's not just America, it's the whole world going through it all at the same time, we really need to look at who we are as business owners. There are more female African-American small business owners than the general populations of business owners. In the American Small Business University, 27% of small businesses are women. Among African-American-owned businesses, 35% are women, which is absolutely phenomenal. I am so thrilled that I found this report. Women of color lead the way. Nearly 8 in 10 new women-owned businesses launched since 2007 was started by a woman of color. Now, isn't that absolutely amazing? I wanted to share this information because so many times we don't get to talk about the good things about business. We get to hear about people not doing well. And I know in COVID-19, it looks a little bit different. It feels different. Ladies and gentlemen, it is really different. So we are going to need to do some things to move this needle along. Starting your business may be the only option for some of us because our regular 9-to-5 is not going to come back. Our regular businesses are not going to be open. Some of them can't make it through this period and the longevity that is taken from the moment that it started in March up until today. And we see that things are happening now where it looks like we're going backwards. We're in phase 3, according to the governor of Virginia. But for a lot of people, we're still in phase 2. Like me, I still do not go to my office except one day a week. I don't have a lot of people in the office space because we want to be respectful of persons and make sure that we're not passing anything to each other. We also want to be conscious of what we're doing as business owners. I don't ever want to go out there and contract things and bring it home to my family because that's so important to me. And so we've been doing this process since we were shut down earlier this year. So what is this going to look like in the coming months? Nobody knows. We have to be concerned about that. Even though I'm so happy that women are opening their businesses and starting their businesses, but how will we sustain if this goes on for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, another year? What is going to happen to us? So one of the things I wanted the ladies and gentlemen to think about today is, what is your strategy plan? Do you have something in place? Do you have capital and cash flow? Because that seems to be the biggest challenge for any small business owners. So that's not really a surprise to anybody that's listening to me today, because most small business owners face the same thing. You just don't have enough money to carry you from point A to the halfway mark. So what are we going to do? So we have to be smarter about what we're doing. We have to invest in ourselves, pay ourselves first, because you're finding now that if you're a small business and you don't have your business set up that way, then you've done yourself a disservice, because now you probably can't get any of the government funding because you didn't set your business up the right way. So that's what I really wanted to talk about, even though I'm so excited about our businesses being developed and people starting businesses. I just want to make sure that you're doing your business the right way, that you're setting it up with a firm foundation, that you're getting all your licenses that you need. If you're going to apply for any of the loans or grants that are available, you need to have your business account. That's one. Business name, that's two. You probably should have the name first before you have the account. Get your licensing for the city that you live in. Get your EIN number. Are you going to be incorporated? So these are a lot of the things that you have to think about and that I don't mind sharing with you here, because this is general information. And so every small business should have these things in place. Now, if this is just a hobby for you, if this is just something that you're doing to get you through COVID-19, then by all means, I really, really understand that. But if you're collecting funds, then you should have some kind of banking account in place, so that you keep that money separate from your everyday household money, because you don't want to commingle funds. And then when taxes come around, are you taking out taxes from the monies that you earn? Are you charging state taxes? So again, you really have to look at some of these basic things that people just don't think about because it doesn't come up. You're just so excited about starting your business. So, and I'm excited for you. And so today I just wanted to come on to give you a few words of encouragement. I am so proud of each and every one of you that has ventured out and started your own business. I tell you, I'm peacock proud. And I couldn't, you know, express that any more than I'm trying to do right now. So I wanted to share with you a scripture that I found also today when I was doing my studying. And it is, the wise in heart will be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips a burning fire. He winks his eye to devise pervasive things. He purses his lips and brings about evil. So I wanted to share that with you, and that's Proverbs 16, verse 21, 23, 24, 27, and 30. And those are the verses that you need to read today. What I wanted to say was, God keeps his promises. And if God promised you that you could open a business, by all means, do so. Today, our topic was women in business and the African-American community, the state of African-American businesses. Again, I'm so very proud of each and every one of you. This has not been an easy time for any of us, but I wanted to say, keep your head up. Be proud of what you're doing. I see you on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I am just so overjoyed that all the women that are opening businesses, and especially the minority women, because we need to do something different. When we look at Proverbs, he talks about her, and you are the her. You are the blessed one. So please continue to do what you do. I don't take anything lightly. When God gives me these epiphanies, I just need to share them with you. So I wanted to share that with you today about the state where we're in. Of course, we need to be concerned. When you're going out, please wear your mask. Please follow directions. Stay 6 feet apart if you can. If you're doing, have to have a gathering, make sure that you're doing what you need to do to protect yourself. And I just wanted to come and say, don't give up. Don't quit. I said that on my Facebook Live yesterday. We have so much to be thankful for, even in this time of upheaval and unrest in our nation. We just sometimes from one day to the next don't know what we're going to do next. But the one thing that we know for sure, if we keep our eyes on God, that we're going to be fine. He's going to keep his promise, and he never wavers. He never changes. So just believe in yourself, because I believe in you. Thank you for stopping by Issues Concerning Women today. Just wanted to give you those words of encouragement and let you know that we are here for you. If you need anything, please give me a call at 757-567-6734. You can reach Veronica at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or go to my Gmail address, icwdirector@gmail.com. We will see you next Thursday. We have a special guest, and we are so excited to have her on the show, and I will post something out. Her name is Tanya Phillips. So we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you all. Take care now, and I'll see you soon.